You're listening to Inside on Capital Public Radio. I'm Beth Duncan in for Beth Ruyak. Rituals of Mine is headlining at Concerts in the Park tonight. In June, singer Tara Lopez joined me in studio to talk about her journey since releasing her album, Devoted. Tara Lopez has founded a new record label, and she's working on new tracks for the next album. She also launched an art installation called This Is What It Feels Like to teach men what it feels like to be catcalled. Here's my conversation with Tara Lopez from Rituals of Mine. I started by asking her to catch me up on the last 3 years.
So we released Devoted, and now we're working on new material. It's been kind of a whirlwind of touring for the last couple of years, and gosh, so much has been going on.
Yeah, and you've relocated as well. You're living in Los Angeles?
Yes, it's actually been a year this month, and it's been really beautiful, and it's just kept me busy. I've been so busy.
And a big deal, you've signed.
Yeah, we signed to Warner Brothers. That has been an incredible experience, and it's just been it's been really great. I've also been venturing in with my own record label, and that's been really incredible. And, you know, I'm just learning a lot.
Have you been surprised by your success?
You know, I don't really think about it, to be honest. I just have my head in work constantly, and I have so many goals that I've yet to achieve. So I'm very grateful for any of the success that I've had so far, but I'm always looking forward.
And so now you're going to hop across the Atlantic.
Yeah. Yeah. For the first time, I've never toured overseas. That still feels surreal to me. I'm so excited, so grateful for that opportunity.
Let's listen to one of the tracks off your album. This is Ride or Die.
I was ageless at age 18, lying on my back and learning how to daydream. You're constant, a constant doubt in my head, my mind of a frame of reverie. I can't explain your person embedded in my teeth, head tangled in between. Space around me drops out and shuts down my speech. I'm floating, I'm lovely, it's approaching, holy shit. Encroaching, I embody the only one I could dare to be with. Oh, what have I done? All I want is a ride.
Tell us what that song is about, Ride or Die.
You know, it's really just about having people in your life that have your back, whether it's in a romantic sense or your friendships. I have always really valued in my life. So really, and also just being that for yourself.
Have you found that?
I think so. Yeah, I found, you know, really it's about learning myself. That record was really about figuring out who I am, what I want. I found an incredible partner that I've been with for 3 years, and she's been just through it all with me. So definitely, I didn't expect to find that, but I'm grateful that I did.
How does it feel to return to your hometown? Sacramento is changing. What are you seeing about being here at this time?
Oh, wow. It's definitely changed. I stayed at the Kimpton Sawyer for two nights on my first two nights here, and that is a completely new area. I remember being a teenager and having, you know, Joe Sun on K Street and,
yeah,
and you know, the record shop there. And so it's pretty wild. It feels like a brand new life for the city. And I think in a lot of ways, that's really great. It's definitely changed just over the last year since I've been back.
Are you seeing an energy in the music scene?
I am, yeah. I'm finding that a lot of people that I talk to, a lot of the artists that I talk to, are saying that there's more resources, which I think is incredible and very much needed.
You've founded Bitch Wave Records, that which you were talking about, your own label,
yeah,
correct?
Yeah,
yeah. And what is your mission with your own label?
I really want to provide a place where artists can feel supported and heard. And, you know, through my various experiences, I think it's really needed, especially for marginalized artists, people of color, the queer community. And so that's really what I'm trying to do with my friend Lauren Ross. We've kind of, you know, we're in the very early stages trying to just set, you know, the foundation for that. But we have big plans, big goals. And so I just want to help people as much as I can.
I'm speaking with Tara Lopez, one half of the electronic duo Rituals of Mine. This is what it feels like. Describe how it works for people who have not seen it. What would they expect to see?
Yeah, so this is what it feels like, is an interactive auditory exhibit where men can experience what it feels like to be catcalled and harassed. So men can experience what it feels like to be a female presenting person in society. And so we interview 100 women from each region that we go to, and we get men to record women's experiences. And so men are walking into this booth listening to other men catcalling them. And it's a really profound experience, and seeing men coming out of the booth crying in tears, seeing women finally feeling validated. I've had 60-year-old women tell me, like, thank you, I've never felt heard. This is the first time in my life that I feel like my experiences are validated. And that's what keeps me going, to be quite honest, because it's really emotional work. But it's, you know, how can I not keep going when I hear that? You know, it's grown. It's kind of overwhelming how much it's grown over the last year. I created it because of Art Street. I would not have started that if Sacramento did not allow me to with Art Street. I think it would have always had been an idea in my head that just stayed there. So I'm so grateful for that platform. From there, it's really taken off. We've shown it internationally. We've had international press. It's gone viral in a way. And so I think it's just incredible to see that it's impacting people, that women are finally feeling heard in that regard. And I just really want to continue to make an impact as much as I can in every way possible.
When your record Devoted came out in 2015, you said it was a heartbreak album.
Yeah.
How does it feel now to perform those songs?
To be quite honest, I feel like I've lived so many lives. Maybe we all feel that way. I feel like that was a completely different life ago. And so for me, these songs have transitioned from heartbreak to empowerment. I feel like I've gotten through that. I'm a new person. I'm a different person. I'm very grateful for that experience, because it's just made me, you know, a stronger person, as cliche as that sounds. But so now when I perform them, I take them. It almost feels like I'm telling someone else's story.
Mm.
So, yeah.
How is the dynamic between you and your bandmates, Danny Fernandez?
You know, Danny Fernandez has kind of taken a step down from the writing process. And so now it's really me and Adam Pierce, who is my incredible drummer. And that's been a really beautiful transition. I feel like Rituals of Mine, Sister Crayon, everything that I've done has always had these new people coming in and out over the years. And so it's been a really incredible process working with my producer, Wes Jones, working with Adam Pierce, working with my front of house, Ira Skinner. It's developing into a new thing. And I always want to be innovative and not create the same thing twice. So I think this new record is going to really be something that you've never heard. You know, from Rituals or from me. It's going to really take it to a new level.
Sometimes you attach Polaroid photos to your instruments. When did you start doing that?
And oh, wow.
How do you decide which image goes with what instrument?
Oh, gosh, that's really cool. No one's ever asked me about that. So, I've taken Polaroids ever since I can remember. And these Polaroids are all memories of, you know, different people that have created such an impact in my life. And so my grandmother, Dana, I have a Polaroid of her on my guitar. She really was the first person that I remember, the first voice that I remember ever hearing. And it was so powerful to hear someone that I loved singing. And that's never left my memory of, you know, I think that kind of created this interest in the voice. I just try to, like, keep people in my life. It inspires me to know why I'm doing what I'm doing and where I come from.
Keeps you focused?
Absolutely. Yeah, I think, you know, my father, I also have one of my father. He passed away a few years ago, and that's just something that absolutely just keeps me going, keeps me focused, keeps me inspired, just seeing these people in my life who aren't here any longer but have made me so undeniably who I am and you know, made me do why I'm doing it and what, you know. So, yeah, sorry, I feel overwhelmed just talking about it. It's really beautiful. No one's ever asked me about that before.
And you've been creating music for about 12 years now, right?
Yeah.
When you look back on the beginning and where you are and where you're headed, what do you see?
You know, I'm just so grateful for every single day that I'm able to do this. Even, you know, despite how hard it can be sometimes, I think I'm in a very privileged place to be able to express myself in this medium, and I just want to continue for as long as I can, and I don't take a day of this for granted. So I see a girl who really had a lot to say and really struggled to try to find her voice in this, and now I see a woman who is, you know, still figuring myself out, but has just, you know, hard work. Over the last 12 years has been nothing but hard work, and I'm just so grateful for Sacramento's support and for everyone's support. It's huge. I never take that for granted.
You've been hinting about some new work you're doing on social media, an EP perhaps. Can you talk a little bit about that?
Yeah, so I'm very excited. We're going to be releasing it on my label, Bitchwave, and I just cannot wait. I am so excited to put this new music out there. It's been, you know, my last 3 years have been so filled with loss and death and life and love and all of these changes. And I'm so excited to be creating music that holds nothing back, that's very honest, very genuine. But at the same time, you know, I've been forcing myself to create music that I've never created before. I never want to create the same thing twice, which can be pretty scary. But at the same time, we're pushing ourselves in a way. I'm singing in a way that I haven't. I'm expressing myself in a way that I haven't. I'm using less metaphors. I am singing very direct about how I'm feeling, what's been going on in my life. And I'm addressing things that, you know, I've never addressed before: depression, loss, love, death. I am just kind of going headfirst into those topics. And it's been very healing for me. So I hope it's, you know, healing for those who listen.
Raw stuff.
Yeah, very raw. Yeah. I'm very excited about it. I think our fans will be really excited about it. So, yeah, it's going to come out sooner than you think.
That's Tara Lopez of Rituals of Mine. Since that conversation, the band announced that they will be joining the band Garbage on their 20th anniversary tour for the album Version 2.0. Rituals of Mine will also be performing at the Fox Theater in Oakland on October 3rd. And This Is What It Feels Like project is traveling to Salt Lake City for the Love Loud Music Festival. Tara is hoping to reach young LGBTQ people in Utah. Rituals of Mine is headlining concerts in the park tonight. I'm Beth Duncan, filling in for Beth Ruyak. You're listening to Insight on your NPR station, Capital Public Radio.